Hello and welcome to Talking Flicks. This is our Flickster podcast. Mr. Lee, how are you?
I'm very well this fine Friday. Thank you so much. And can I ask, how are you today, JT?
Just wonderful, Mr. Lee. It's Friday. The weekend's coming. And
yes.
We'll get to it.
And you know what?
Yep.
You know what else? Can I just interrupt? Can I just interrupt? I'm so sorry. Santa is not that far away.
That's not good.
What? Are you anti-Santa coming?
Yes, I'm very into it. I'm the Grinch, Mr. Lee. You know me. And I'm the little Christmas tree in the background there.
Yes.
This is really getting off to a bad start, okay? So
it is. I'm so sorry.
Better. We've got a great movie today, though, Mr. Lee. We've got Ella McKay, who our Flickster is going to review, and we'll meet them in just a sec. Before we do, let's get things underway. Shut up, Mr. Lee.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Right. Ella McKay, Mr. Lee. Now we're officially on.
Okay, let's talk
about it. Okay, yes. Now, this is a movie starring Emma Mackey, Jamie Lee Curtis, Woody Harrelson. So you know what? They've got the talent right.
They have. I wonder if they got the movie right.
Oh, well, we'll find out very soon when we hear from our Talking Flickster. Before we do, Mr. Lee, let's have a listen to the trailer. Let's have a listen to the magic of what is an awesome movie. This is Ella McKay.
Aunt Helen, I have a ridiculously serious problem, and you're the only one who can tell.
I'm about to add to your problems, Ella. Your father's here.
Why?
We haven't seen each other in how long? You don't know either?
Eddie, you promised not to be yourself.
I'm a different person now. I met an incredible woman.
Oh!
No. The way I've never in my life felt this way about any other woman.
Jesus, Eddie!
Oh, God, I wasn't counting your mother. She's in a completely different category.
And let me just say that you are truly blessed if you have never experienced other people's normal, happy families as a small stab in the heart.
You're 34. You just became governor of the state you were born and raised in. Are you thinking about your mom?
Yeah,
me too. Ella, your father, your brother, and your husband.
Where is she?
Can I tell her what it's about?
It's about how she ruined everything.
All right, I'll tell her that.
What? A ticking time bomb in your life.
He didn't want me big sistering, but what happened to that great girl?
Susan, would you be my girlfriend?
A lot of time has passed, and we've been with other people, or not.
You can use a scream.
Scream! All right. No.
Oh.
No, I might not be able to stop.
It's too bad. I was going to join you.
Hi, Ella here.
Hi.
I'm Helen McKay. Please excuse the way I talk or act.
Families, huh?
Absolutely.
I'm really angry.
That's what not screaming will get you. So, listen, Ella. Do you have something? Well, we should do that every afternoon.
Yeah, that's a bit awkward anyway. That sounds like you missed a Lee on a Friday night. Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, it is actually.
After a few sodas. Yeah, let's introduce our Talking Flickster for this week. Welcome back to Talking Flicks. It's the lovely Mel.
Hey, guys.
Woo!
Hey, Mel. Welcome back. Can I ask, what was the last movie we sent you to?
Ooh, was it Bridget Jones?
I think it was.
Bridget Jones, the baby one?
Yes, that's right.
Sorry, the last one.
Oh, wow. I think that was February.
Oh, it was a while back. It could have been, yeah. It was either that one or The Fly Me to the Moon. I think it was Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was Bridget. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, might have been that one. Oh, wow. Well, sorry. Yeah, it's been a long time.
He seems to forget. He seems to forget about people like you, Mel. I don't know how that happens. Just, you know what? When you've been around him long enough, you get used to it. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, how can I forget the lovely Mel? She's awesome.
And she is a star today because she is telling us all about Ella. Well, she's a star every day, but Ella McKay.
She is.
Mel, you went along to check it out. Now, did you go to Mr. Lee's girls' night, the ladies' night that happened last week? Did you go along to that?
No, I didn't. I went on the weekend and saw it, so I missed the girls' night version or the girls' night session.
I was ashamed because I heard it was a hoot. So, you know, I think you missed on the shenanigans there. But, yeah. So you went to see
wines.
It. The wines. Oh, the wines were flowing big time. Not that I was there, but I can imagine how it was. Now, let's talk through this movie, Mel. Let's go right back to the start. Just give us your thoughts overall. Do you like it?
To be honest, guys, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it. I'm being honest. It had, like, it started off good. It's got some great stars in there. It had potential, but it didn't sort of take off. It had no lift. It's like, oh, you could go this way with that story plot, or you could go this way. And it just sort of, just dawdled along. It was a bit disappointing. I really hate to say it, but, yeah, a bit disappointing. Sorry, guys.
Well, no, that's all good. Not every movie people like. So everyone's got different tastes in movie. Everyone understands that, you know, this may not be everyone's movie. I get that because I know there's been a few movies that I haven't enjoyed. Get Shorty is one of them. But you know that, you know, that's why we make different movies and why we have so many different genres of movies to cater for everyone's taste. So, yeah. So, it's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah. The first thing I want to talk about is Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's great. I really like her. It was good in this movie. I just think the actors and the characters were underutilized. So she wasn't in it as much as I would have liked. The same with Woody Harrelson. So, she had some great lines and, you know, but I just think, her character could have been explored a bit more maybe a little bit more funny. So but good to see her in movies after her success, that she's had another round of success in her career at a later stage of her life, though. Isn't that great?
And so Jamie Lee plays Helen McKay, which is Ella's aunt. So
that's right.
Let's go back, just run us through the movie, just tell us a bit about what the movie's about. We know it's politically charged, and this was around the time I think Barack Obama was
the election time of
him. Yeah.
Yeah, it is set back maybe, like, obviously over a decade ago. So basically she's come of age. That starts when she's like a teenager and then jumps forward and she's now, I think, in her early 30s, and she becomes the governor of the state that she grew up in. And so it's not, I mean, it's got that political basis, you know, her being a governor, but you don't have to know anything about American politics or anything like that to enjoy it. So they don't go into the whole voting and all that stuff like that. You don't need to worry. But it's just, just wasn't exciting. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Even when they were doing things, apparently there's a flat underneath her, office.
Her brother.
Let me say.
Yes, that's right. Yes. She gets – there's a potential scandal and she explains it one way and her husband explains it another way without giving too much away. It's probably not a portion of the plot that is amazing, like that they go into too much, but it shows the side of a particular character that you're disappointed in, I guess. I don't want to give too much away.
Mm. Well, can we talk about – we spoke about Jamie Lee Curtis. Can we talk about Emma Mackey, who plays Ella in this movie? How did she go? Because obviously she is front and center. She's the star. And she plays such a prominent role. What did you think of her acting?
Her acting was actually really good. She did have some great monologues. She's been in a couple of movies. She reminds me a lot. She's a mix between Anne Hathaway and another actress that I just can't – think of at the moment, but she's very physically, she looks a lot like Anne Hathaway, the girl out of Devil Wears Prada. We all know who she is. And another Andy. Actress, I just can't pin who the other actress is that she's like. But, yeah, she is really good. She's very likable. She plays a very likable character. She does a great job in that role, actually.
I actually thought she was Anne Hathaway at first before I even looked at that. I was just watching the trailer.
She looks so much like her.
Yeah, and even her mannerisms and the way she was walking, I went, okay, righto. This seems very, yeah. And then when I realised that it wasn't even her and it was this girl, Emma, I went, oh, okay, righto. Because she's been in Barbie. She's been in quite a few other movies over the years and also a lot of TV shows as well. So this movie is actually directed by James L. Brooks, who has also directed some Simpsons episodes. So I think that's how he would have got Julie involved in this movie to do the narration and to also be Ella's secretary. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he was he's made a couple of big hits over the years. So and I don't think the woman that voices Marge, Julie Kavner, I don't think she's been in any film, so that would explain why she's in this one.
Yeah, because he's done Spanglish, and I'm sure you've got a favourite of James L. Brooks.
Yeah, Terms of Endearment back in the 80s. He made that. That's an amazing movie. That's one to get the tissues out for. But yeah, I was a bit surprised that because he's such an old man. He's like 85 and what's he doing writing a movie with a young female character as the lead? I just thought he missed the point a few times, and I wonder whether that age difference between him and the character had something to do with it maybe just not, hitting all the right buttons in terms of it being a good, enjoyable movie. So, but anyway, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. So with Woody, you said before that Woody and Jamie weren't in it as much. Why do you think they weren't in it as much? Was it more focused on Emma?
It was. She was pretty much in every scene. Yeah, she was pretty much in every scene. So Woody's character wasn't in it very much. He plays her dad. Again, another character that they could have really gone into, the storyline of his character more. So that was a bit disappointing. But and I really like him too. He's actually in another movie that I was looking up, The Edge of 17, I think it's called. And I think that was written by James L. Brooks or directed by him at least. And he plays a teacher in that movie. I only watched that a couple of weeks ago. It was on telly.
Well, I think one of the most important things in any movie is making sure that they absolutely nail the ending. What did you think of the ending without giving too much away, without spoilers? How did you feel about the ending? Were you satisfied? Were you frustrated? Did you find it was powerful? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess frustrated because it went for like 2 hours and it was, it just didn't. It was like, oh, okay, that was a big letdown, I thought. It just, it was like, really? After 2 hours and great actors, potentially, a good storyline, a little bit unique, a little bit different, and that's all you did? Yeah, it was a bit of a letdown. So, a bit disappointing.
Oh, that's a shame because that's what you really remember, isn't it? When you walk out of a movie, you go, wow, that was something that was, it may have been a bit slow at the beginning or something like that, but you always remember an end of a movie. And I must say, that's one of the worst parts of being working in a cinema. You always see the end of every movie. So it kind of wrecks the whole movie when you do go watch it because you know what's going to happen. So, yeah. So who do you think they were catering this movie to then, Mel? Who do you think it was meant to be made for? What type of audience?
I think it must have just been made by someone just to satisfy a story that they always wanted to tell because to me, as an audience, I can't see an audience that they were trying to appeal to. It just seemed like they were given a green light, given a budget, given some actors, and I do wonder why they make movies. Well, like why they go to such expense to make movies, and then do they still have those test audiences that go, yes, hey, here's some feedback? Because I wonder if the test audience all called in sick and they they needed to just put it out there and.
Look, I've got to find some positives here, Mel. Can we please talk about the music? Because I'm hoping that that's going to lift this thing up. Because we heard Fleetwood Mac in the trailer. Grant Lee was getting into it behind the scenes here. What was the music like what was the score like in this film?
I do remember seeing Hans Zimmer. His name came on. I know. Hans Zimmer, his name came up on the credits. Because he is huge in the movie music world. And I did see his name pop up when I was walking down the stairs and going out. So there you go. Obviously lots of instrumentals and so forth. Forgive me, but I don't remember there being some particular songs, like well-known songs in the movie. Yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, as you say, there was Fleetwood Mac on the trailer. So, but I definitely remember Hans Zimmer.
I was just trying to find some positives.
Sorry.
And you've
I'm struggling.
And even the music, Mel, the music. you know what? Yeah, I just have a feeling that Disney are going to want us to absolutely jam this freezer door shut before we go for this score. They will be holding on to it for dear life.
I will open the freezer because that's what I have to do. That's part of my contract. I have to open the freezer.
As I said, mate, Disney are holding on to it. They're holding on to it tight. But you won that one. It was a tug of war, but you got it.
Thank you. So, Mel, I think I know what your answer is, but how many Choc Tops do you give Ella McKay?
Oh, gee, guys. I think I'll have to give it a half a Choc Top. And that would just purely be based on a couple of funny and just a couple of funny scenes here and there dotted throughout. And the act, like, there was good acting, but just, yeah, poor storyline. Just half a Choc Top this week. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
No, that's not a problem at all.
There you go.
We want you to be honest.
You'd think, though, like, I mean, surely with, like, Jamie Lee there and Woody Harrelson that, geez, Mel, you could have given it at least a one. I mean, you know, you're a harsh scorer, Mel. Like, this is...
Yeah, but there's so much out there to see. I want to give an honest review. I don't want to waste people's time. So.
Oh, we appreciate that, Mel. Yeah. We do appreciate that. I'm only having a go. Yeah. I'm only having a dig. Yeah. That's
right. Can I just say, out of the whole time that we've been doing these Talking Flickster reviews, have we ever had half a Choc Top? I don't think we have.
No, this is a record. Out of 150-something episodes, this is a record. So thank you, Mel.
You'll
go down in Talking Flicks history. That's really good. to get the lowest Choc Top score ever.
That's right. Gee, hey, look, if any movie deserved it, it's this one.
You know what? We won't be back next week because we've been cancelled, thanks to Mel.
Thank you for our last show. It's
thank
great.
You, Mel.
No, Henry. No, actually, I just looked up.
Wasn't
Nuremberg
Mel our first
and
as well?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. You were our first Talking Flicks to Mel all those time ago.
I'm bad luck.
Oh, my
God.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, Mel.
Too funny. But you know what,
I'm
Mel?
Superman.
We will find we will find a movie that you will enjoy for the next one. So I do apologise.
God, I hope
but
so.
I will find one. I will find one.
Oh, Mel, it's been great to catch up. Have a lovely Christmas, darling.
You too, guys. You too.
Thank
Sorry
you.
It was so bad. So,
that's all right.
Yeah.
It's all
that's
all
right.
Good.
We've got some positive music playing. We've got some good vibes here. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Have you got another podcast that you're going to start next week?
We'll have a think about that, Mel. We'll have a think about it.
Yeah, we'll think.
And when we do, we'll think about whether we invite you on or not. We've got to protect ourselves, Mel. We've got to protect ourselves.
Yeah,
okay. We do love you, Mel. And
no worries.
Thanks for coming on.
Editing. No worries. Good luck with the editing. You've got some work ahead of you.
Thanks, Mel.
See you.
Bye,
guys. Bye. See ya.
There you go. What a great week this was, Missy. I think this is my favourite podcast out of all 150 something that we've done. Don't you reckon?
Oh, really? It's been quite an interesting podcast, I have to say.
I don't know whether we're back next week. It's hard to say.
Yeah, we may not be.
Keep it on the socials.
Think, I would keep an eye because I think we'll be gone.
Well, it was good while it lasted, Mr. Lee.
It was fun.
I'll miss
it
you.
It was fun.
We'll be back next Thursday morning. Have a great weekend, Mr. Lee. You.
Hang on. If we're coming back next Thursday, what's next Thursday?
Oh, Christmas. Yeah. Oh, that's
we're
right. Christmas show. Oh,
we're
spending Christmas
sure
together again. Oh, this is...
You should bring the turkey this time. I bought the turkey last time, so you can bring the turkey. I'll bring the lamb and the chicken or something.
I'll bring the eggnog, Mr. Lee. You know that every year, okay? Yeah. Yeah. After you've had a couple of eggnogs, you know,
you go to sleep.
Okay. Well, look forward to catching you next Thursday. Yes, for Christmas Day. Make sure you open your presents and stuff. You listen to us.
Yep.
We'll put on a good show for you. And next week, too, Mr. Lee, our year in review. So,
which is going to be very funny.
Yeah, we're going to listen to all of our
we'll just play this podcast for the year.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we'll catch you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.